Blog Talk Radio.
We are poor little lambs. We are poor little lambs who have lost.
Where being a black sheep is a good thing.
You never know what they're going to say.
Well, happy Thursday, November the 12th, to all of our listeners. And, of course, my dear friend Bob Granger. Tonight, we're going to have a great time. We're going to talk about developing your own personal business plan. And believe you me, from some of the conversations that Bob and I have had, it should prove quite interesting, don't you think, Bob?
I think so, Dave. You know, how you doing, man?
I'm still down in Charlotte. I'm doing good. Anytime I'm down here, I'm okay. The day is a little tough for me at night. I perk up. I'm a night guy, you know. I'm ready to go right now at 8 o'clock, and I'll be probably, like, fired up till about 2 o'clock this coming morning, so it'll be good. But we're going to go in, and we're going to have fun tonight. How about you? How's your week been?
It's been terrific. You know, it started in Maine. On Saturday, I was with some terrific people out there. I love the people in Maine. That was great, you know. And then had the Monday morning show, which I enjoyed.
Yep.
That and Tuesday
that
had
was a great one, Bob.
Oh, thank you. And had a distinct pleasure Tuesday. I was out in with your business partners out there in Rochester.
Yeah, you had a good time. I know.
Oh, great people and the workshop and the BP and then tonight, you know, I started out just like usual, you know, with my standard routine of exercise and Art Williams and Sly, because that followed up. I had a terrific day today. You know, one of those archive type days, just a
yep,
fabulous
you remember?
Day. Yeah, you know, it was a great day. You know, I had quite a few contracts come in. I spent time talking with my good friend Henry Fuchsman, and just spent some time with some great people today. And it's just been a great day. You know, one for the archives and. Looking forward to tonight.
And am I hearing this right? Is there no recovery this week? Are you good?
No.
Health-wise?
There's
okay.
A recovery. You know, I'll
figured
get,
it would happen.
It'll be brief, but it's very true. You know, one of the things, like I said, I enjoyed Tuesday night in Rochester. But one of the things, you know, with my knees, they're pretty bad, and. What happens when I'm standing for a long period of time without doing too much?
Yep.
Yeah. I liken it to. It gets to the point where let's say that you had two abscess teeth. You know, an abscess on the left, abscess on the right. And you decide you want to eat.
I just love the stuff. I love the stuff you share with all our listeners. Go ahead.
Well, and you want to eat a nice Delmonico. Well, you'd have about two or three bites into it, and you say, "I'm not eating anymore." And that's similar to what happens with my knees. I mean, I don't sleep. I didn't sleep for a couple of days. You know, so last night, I was really uncomfortable, and I said, "All right, I'm going to go exercise anyway to see if I can get some blood going. Then I'm going to take
yep.
a hot, salty bath." Right. So I did that. And I got done with that, and I said, all right, I'm going to go take a hot, salty bath. So I put a couple of cups of Epsom salt into, you know, really hot water. In the meantime, I'm scurrying around in the bathroom, and I said, oh, bath oil. Man,
uh-oh.
Maybe that'll help absorb the salt better, right? So
really?
I'm looking at I don't know, you know. So I'm looking at the directions. One tablespoon per bath,
uh-huh.
right? So.
Yeah.
Something like red wine. You know how when you have they say drink one glass of red wine per day? Well, if you
yep.
have like four or five, it's got to be four or five times better, right? I mean, that's...
No, that's not how it works. No.
I know. I figured the same as red wine with bath oil, right? So I says, man, one tablespoon, that's not very much. So I kind of put a liberal amount in there. So I climb into the bath, and immediately I said, this doesn't seem right.
Away.
Oh, my gosh. It was right. it was like climbing into boiling STP or something. You know, and,
now,
was this
at the hotel? Was this at the hotel?
No, this was at home. So,
oh, okay.
You know how when you get into a hot, salty bath, you know, that's supposed to be relaxing. You read, you kind of let everything soak in. Well, the problem was, is I'm like an oil slick. I have to lock my legs at the end because I'm gliding all over the place.
Yeah.
It was terrible. I mean, I had this layer of oil all over me, and I'm saying, this isn't right. Usually I'm in there about 20 minutes or something, relaxing. Well, after 10 minutes, I says, I'm out of here. Well, here was the problem. I'm covered with oil. Remember the movie, I think it was Transporter with Jason Statham, when he was fighting those guys with the oil and he had the bike things on his seat? You know, So I'm trying to get out of the bathtub, right? Keep in mind, my knees are bad now, and I'm kind of like, you know, like I'm balancing I think I only lost one shelf of stuff trying to get my balance and tore every muscle in my body. But anyway, I didn't fall at least. And so today I had, you know, similar thing. I had difficulty walking. So, but tonight I exercised and it's subsided a little bit. And so, you know, hey, green side up, how bad can it be?
After hearing these recovery stories all the time, I better get back up there, you know, so I can spend a little bit of time with you. Because, you know, each week the stories get a little bit more, I guess I can't even say anything, but weird. They get a little bit stranger, you know. And you know, like I always said, I've always called you Stranger Granger, and now I know why, you know. But, in between all that, I will tell you this, though, is that I had a lot of people from my Rochester team commend, you know, and say what an incredible job you did at the workshop. I was going to play a little clip tonight, but I'm going to hold that off. I think we'll do a show on the workshop. We'll do because I think it's pretty powerful. But I want to go over, I want to make sure that we edit out a few things here or there that are not pertinent, not important. But everybody up there loved what you shared. They loved your attitude. I did notice in the video I saw too about it, that you were sitting down, you know, and then you stood up, and I said, oh, he had to sit down. He had to relax a little bit before he even got up there. So I understand your knees are giving you a hard time, but you'll get past that, you know.
Well, I tell you, we had a great time up there. What a great, great bunch of people up there. And
the
place is packed, too.
Yep.
Yeah, awesome people.
Well, what'd you have? You had like 150 people in the room, right?
Yeah. And, you know, we had fun. We went out to the lounge afterwards and chatted and that, you know. It's just, I mean, it's a great, great group of people up there.
Well, that's what it's always about. We always said that before. It's not always the company, it's the people. And if the people have got good relationships and good attitudes, and I know they had to have walked away from your workshop training feeling like they had a chance, right? I mean, isn't that part of why we do these trains and why we do even Black Sheep Radio?
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. You know, our goal has always been to make a difference, you know, and just like you always say, bits and pieces, that one person at a time. And if we can positively affect someone and make them understand that, you know, like financial success is theirs if they choose to just change a little bit, you know. And that's why we're talking about, you know, the business plan and why we're going to be talking about personal, you know, plans, et cetera, et cetera. It's going to be a fun couple of day or a couple of shows, you know, that we're going to be doing,
so. Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because you mentioned it. You talk about bits and pieces and plans and traveling and whatnot. And what we want to do tonight is we sort of want to pull all that together. And, again, like everybody understands that we blended our traditional business skill with our network marketing success. And you know, we'd like to pick out certain things that you can duplicate on both sides. And when you and I were talking a few weeks ago about, you know, our business plan, actually we're working on a business plan for Two Black Sheep Radio. But we always talked about personal business plans. You know, how do you expand that out? And that's when we decided we wanted to do a show that included this. And here's the key reason. if you have a plan, you know where you're going. At least you know if you're not there, you know you didn't follow the plan, or the plan's wrong, right, Bob? It's a simple set of goals.
Yeah, you have to define them. You know, you have to define them and set them. Then obviously you have to act on them. I mean, everybody needs to be goal oriented. Period. I mean, that's the fact of life. If they want to have a certain or improve their success level, you know, in life in general, and obviously, you know, financially always helps because it takes a little bit of pressure off.
It sure does. And you know, if you want to start off again, we're gonna break it down into the personal side of things. But to get people to understand, to get them a good feeling for things. You and I were talking about when you first started Eastern Energy Solutions, and you're talking about not really having a business plan, having a good idea, and knowing where you were heading. But what happened when you decided to sort of implement, even if it was a mini plan? What happened, Bob?
Oh, it was night and day. I can remember doing it, and what I did is I referred basically back to when I was in sales years and years before, and mm-hmm. My best productive times during sales is when I had a very, very active goal, you know, and I set my sights on something, and then I had my sights set on a certain volume, and then I worked backwards to see how I would get that volume, and I wrote these goals down.
Sure.
And I had those on a weekly and daily basis, and my best success came when I did that, and I went from, in 1 year, I went from the bottom to the top in 1 year, and then another company came and wanted me, and I did the same thing with in that company. But the thing was with Eastern Energy Solutions, you know, when we were starting, it was tough. We didn't know anything about lighting, and
right.
I can remember how tough it was. You know how it is, Dave, when you're starting on a minimum, you know, dollar amount, things like that, And I can still remember, and this is back when I had knee surgery, and we were in a little bit of trouble, you know. And in the meantime, we're saying, man, if we could only do $250,000 in business, how are we going to do that? You know, so we had to work it back. Well, we needed $10,000, $25,000 projects and things like this. How are we going to do that? Well, who do we know personally that owns businesses? And we started on that small thing, and lo and behold, when we put those goals together, all of a sudden, man, we did $275,000 that year. And I can still remember that December saying, wow, we did $275,000. I wonder if we can do $400,000. And so
right.
then
so
we worked
the goal.
Backwards.
Right.
Yeah, we worked mm-hmm. backwards. And lo and behold, we did $430,000. I was looking back at my numbers from years ago, and I can still remember at that point in time saying, wow, I wonder if we can do $500,000. And we went from that $430,000 up to like $620,000. You know, we were getting better, but we also had established a certain goal, and we acted on what we needed to do. You know, that was sales calls and things like this, and doing what we said we were going to do. And we did that over and over and over. I can still remember the first year that we did over $1 million. And it was so exciting because we had achieved a goal that we had set that we thought a few years ago, just a few years ago, was absolutely impossible. Because it was only me and Chris and Travis at that time, just the three of us, you know.
Well,
hey,
Bob, I mean, isn't part of it come down, though, because you put it down in writing?
Oh, you my know? Gosh, yes.
Right,
oh, yeah.
I mean,
and every week you were writing things every week, every day. I mean, you were doing a journal. I mean, you really were focused and structured on that goal, you know, for our traditional business. And I even found that even in my network marketing business, Dave, when I had those written goals, the first couple of years, I was had an accelerated growth. It's because I had set goals. And
you're the fan.
And I was adhering to them. You know, I was acting on them. And, boy,
well,
it's instrumental and how it's going to improve anyone.
It crystallizes the path you're going on, and that's what we're going to talk about. We're talking about the fact that, you know, the reason that I like the idea of a personal business plan actually sort of came about. I remember back about 20 years ago, I read a book called Life Planning. And it was really interesting because what they did, and I think it's probably instrumental in some of the reasons why I've sort of broken up things in segments. You know, I always talk about that where I have things I work on in segments, you know, whether it be personal, business, family, you know, I break it all down that way. It's because his book, Life Planning, did just that. It talked about your financial, your spiritual. It broke everything down, insurance. So it talked about all the things that maybe you don't think about, but, you know, you're not complete. And I said, you know, one of the things I love so much about the idea of a business plan is I've probably written, I bet you, 100 business plans in my lifetime. You know, part of that is because we start a lot of companies, and many times I've had people approach me to sort of modify their business plan. And some of them get pretty complex. I mean, we had some that were 300 pages long, you know, I mean, with full financials, it just really intense work, but it's that valuable. You know, one company we work with, we probably spend close to $100,000 developing the business plan. But that's because we're going out to raise $100 million. You know, so it was all relative. And what you and I were talking about is creating a personal business plan so you yourself know. It's sort of like, you know, Bob Granger, Inc. You know, and what does that pertain to? Well, in this case, it's going to pertain to mainly your network marketing business. You know, so if you're going to do, we're going to do it by category, Bob. So let's talk about if you're going to sort of summarize all your ideas. And tonight, all we're doing really is sort of putting pieces out there. And then we'll show you how we're going to pull them all in together, because we're going to have workshop papers and whatnot that are going to be available on the website. But think about when you start up your personal summary, Bob. And I'm going to use you as this guinea pig just because I love to torture you. It, you know, publicly, it just makes me happy. So I'm going to just roll with this. And I know that you'll humor me along. But as a personal summary and or a mission statement, you know, it's getting to know who you are and what it is that you want. In this case, we could say your business to pertain. I mean, I know we talked about it briefly, Bob, but if you were going to summarize your mission statement, what would that be, Bob?
Well, it's according if we're talking about my company mission statement or my mission statement personally. I mean, if we
I'm
talk
talking about your
personal one.
Right.
Well,
yep.
That's, you know, that's something that every night I pray about, Dave, and every day that I think about it, my personal mission statement is to make a difference every day for one person. You know, to be able to connect with someone. And so the things that I say, you know, and learn also, and I learn constantly every day.
But sure.
When I do that, that's my goal on a daily basis, to positively affect. Now, that's a little bit of a generic goal. It's kind of a big goal, but it also gives me enough room to move within that goal. And so when you have a different circumstance, you know, that way you can kind of almost bob and weave and be able to, you know, one of the things about, you know, both of us and so many people that we know, that you're able to react to different circumstances all the time. And if you can say
right.
the right thing at the right time, you can make that difference for that individual. That's my personal plan, you know, when it comes to the business side of the equation. You know, years ago, my two oldest sons and I decided that we would develop our business based on integrity and trust because it had the
right.
Granger name behind it.
Well, Bob,
yeah.
Isn't that your personal feeling, though, too?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes, it is.
I mean, so
yeah,
they're more similar, right, than what people think. I mean, I told you what mine was earlier. Mine is it was a simple one, and I've shared this story before, but, you know, essentially it came about 20-some years ago where I just decided that every day I was going to do something that was going to make my daughters, I forgot what the wording I said, it's been a long day, but essentially what I was doing is I was going to set the right example. That's why all I want to do each and every day is set the right example for my daughters and now my grandkids. That was it. And I find that that's a fallback position. So whatever I'm doing, if I have to question something, I always go, well, is that setting the right example for my daughters and my grandkids? You know, as long as that it is, it fits within my guidelines. You know, but that is my mission statement, my personal summary. You know, it's not complex. It's like you said, it's something basic and simple, but it's the core of who you are.
So basically what you're doing is you're going right back to basically prioritizing all your objectives.
Sure, sure. Right, and that means everything I do from that movement forward. So, again, if you look at a business plan, that's in the first segment. If I'm going from there forward, it means everything within that business plan should relate back to what that personal summary and mission statement is. It should reflect that.
Yeah.
Maybe not in the financial numbers, but maybe in the financial area when you talk about what you want to do with the financial earnings. You know, again, are you setting the right example? And that's what I have to come back to each and every time.
And unfortunately, I think that was more prevalent back in years ago than it is today, although I think it's starting to flip-flop back to where it to be, because people understand how much more it was important back then to be able to trust someone, you know, to be able to trust their word.
Yeah, I mean, I believe it is. You know, there's always room for improvement. Again, what we're looking at doing with this personal business plan is what we are doing. Like I said, you and I shouldn't have the same exact plan. You and I shouldn't even have the same exact, you know, mission statement. You know, but at the same point, we know we're from the cut of the same cloth. You know, so we know how we feel with that. But that just sets the stage for what we're going to do with the plan. And then what you're going to do is the next step of this, and this is where it starts to get fun, because people don't always understand, even the company that they're representing, they don't really understand its core values. They don't understand maybe even all the markets it's in, maybe the states or whatnot. So wouldn't that be considered a description of the business that you're representing? And you want to put that all in your plan. Again, it doesn't have to be a ton of information, but it definitely has to be a paragraph to summarize what it is and the company is that you're representing.
But really, doesn't everyone really, I mean, deep down, understand their core value system if they're honest with themselves?
I think they do, as long as they don't let other people influence that. I always tell people all the time, I said, you know, and I've said it to you, Bob, I said, you don't need me for an answer, because you know the answer. And you'll say, well, yeah,
well,
I
had that discussion the other day.
Right? Well, just the other day, right. And but you wanted a second opinion. I said, that's different. You know, if you wanted my opinion, that's different than helping you with an answer, because I know you well enough to know that you knew the answer. And most people know exactly what it is. But what we're talking about here is you put it down in writing. You know, you create a description of the company representing. You create a description of your household. You know, you put down there all the people in your family. You do that so you have a good understanding of your baseline and where things are. You can put down the things like your fitness goals. You know, maybe, you know, like me, you need to get rid of, you know, 20 pounds. You need new knees, you know, something like that. But, you know, you put all that down in writing, and a great example for you with your knees, you'd put it down and say, okay, well, I've got to get a little healthier so my rehab time is quicker, but I need to have this thing scheduled by the end of X. And you put that in your personal business plan. It's there in front of you.
Well, yeah, that's very true, although sometimes it's a little difficult to do all of that.
That's not true. it's not. I mean, the time may change. Are you saying you couldn't get your knees fixed? That's not true. You see, you don't want to. That's a different story. You know, but I mean, you can map it out. You may have to break it down into small segments, and it's a two-year part of your personal plan. Not a 6 month, it's in your second year of your plan. But my point is, as you start putting this together, and we're going to have all sorts of workshop forms and whatnot up on our website, and I've got a little clip at the end, we'll explain that. But what you want to be able to do is sit down there and describe all those things, put it down in writing. And by the time we're through with this over the next couple of weeks, It's going to be in about a 3-page document. Doesn't need to be more than that. Doesn't need to be hundreds of pages. If you want to add to it later, you can. But what we're looking for is creating a condensed version of a business plan so that if all of us want to talk or want to meet or at one of our workshops, we say, bring out your business plan. Let's chat about it. Everybody understands, and they're on the same page, per se, when we start talking about things like the summary mission statement, description of the business. And then we talk about financial goals, you know, and if you were doing that, Bob, when you started your network marketing business, did you write anything down as far as what you were looking to do, or did you just run into success with recruiting people and then things just happened?
Well, actually, I did write things down, Dave, but I wasn't really focused on financial gain at that time. I was focused on to see if this particular type of business and industry would work. So what I did is I wrote down the amount of time that I was going to invest and what I was going to do with that time every week. I didn't even think about the dollar and cent value. I was intent on laying the basic groundwork and the basic foundation of effort. Because I knew if the business worked like it, I hoped it would work. I knew if I kept with the effort that it would come to fruition, and that was probably the best thing that I did is that I said I was going to do 6 to 8 hours a week. I was going to stop watching TV 3 nights a week, and I was going to literally talk to some people about it and do the protocol, show them what I had, and I was going to continue to do that over and over and over, and then start them up. And I figured if the system worked, the money would ultimately come in. And the financial rewards, because I wasn't worried about the financial rewards, I guess, I don't know, and just was focused.
Well, that's a lot of it, yeah.
Yeah, I was just focused on what to do. And I communicated a lot. I communicated with a guy named John Hassel an awful lot, and he helped me a lot because I communicated with him. And then ultimately, as I kept on going and doing the same thing over and over and writing down and keeping good notes, pretty soon I was saying, good heavens, would you look at this thing? Maybe I need to spend more than 6 hours a week. And that's how I started, to be honest.
Well, that's possible. Now, wouldn't it have been nice if you had had a 2 or 3 page personal business plan that you provided John with as well? And then that way you were able to, right? Because do you think he would have made sure that you stayed per your schedule or at least questioned it?
Absolutely.
And that's one thing we always did with the business plans. And we told everybody, I said, you put them out and they always say do a 5-year business plan, which I've never been a fan of, only because I see things change dramatically in 2 years. 2 years was always my target. And they talk about, if you think about what we're doing in network marketing, 2 years of dedicated work can start that momentum going without a doubt. 2 years can do that.
Huge.
Right?
In fact, during the workshop this past Tuesday, I mentioned, if you're getting reactivated or if you're starting somebody new, let's see what they want to do by the end of 2015, which is, not even 2 months, and what they're looking to accomplish by the end of 2016. So that's a year and a sixth. So you can actually see that better than going way out, because if you get off track, you think it's insurmountable.
Well, and that's why you can't do that. When you create this personal business plan, what we're going to do is we're going to have it set up in a 6-month segment, a 1-year segment, then a 2-year segment. Okay, so they can see, and you can start to graph it. You can start to see on the financial side, and in this case, it's things like residual or weekly or monthly bonuses. And you could start to track that. I know most companies out there will have their own little back office that you can pull it up. But it's like anything I always tell, Bass, I love things written and in front of you, because you can always pull out your little business plan book and review it. And if it's in a computer, the chances are good that you just don't do it. You know, and that's why, you know, we want to make it out so it's a printed format. But I think that, you know, if you take the key elements of what we're sharing with you right now, you're going to have a good understanding of what you want, at least on the business side, personally, for you to be able to do over a period from 6 months, 1 year, and 2 years. And then you share that with someone who understands what you're doing with your personal business plan. You know, and hopefully they've done it as well, because then you can compare. And then you trade. I would take business plans, and I did this with companies that I launched. I would trade a business plan with a friend of mine that was launching a separate company, a whole different industry. But we would just review it from a different set of eyes.
Yeah.
And we'd make suggestions. And our plans got unified. It got better. Both of our plans got better. And I think you can do the same exact thing with a personal business plan, because it's going to give you a chance to set up the right goals and objectives.
I agree 100%.
Let's see. There's one more thing I wanted to share, and some of the things we're going to talk about is things like, you know, we always talk about in our profession about your why and your vision board. Well, I want you to think about this in the form of a personal business plan. It's that you open up a segment, a section. You know, they always call it the visuals, right? The visuals are, it'll be all the extra things. Either maybe if you want to build a product, you'd show the product drawings and diagrams and schematics and whatnot. Instead, if your personal business plan is about you and your family, maybe that's where you have that vision board idea, but you have it within your business plan. So part of that is, 1 year in, you're going to go on a vacation, and you spell it out, the vacation. You even put, if you want to, you can put things like exactly where it is, the cost associated with it. Because once you have the cost associated with it, then like you were doing with your own company, Bob, you can sort of backdoor the pricing. You can go back to what you have to do to accomplish enough revenue to be able to move you into that. Make sense?
Absolutely. When you do that, it's like you say, you need that cost involved in there too. Because if you do something that's so outrageous, as much as you'd love to do it, it could be very frustrating, because it might be a difficult task in a short period of time. You can work to that over the years, but in the immediate stages, you need to be able to look at that nice, whether it's a vacation or whatever, maybe you need to do a small extension of your home or redo some of your interior. Those are all very doable. And you can take that figure, and you can work backwards to it to see what will get you to it. And then after you get there, then you can stage another one, then you can stage another one, and get to that point where, you know, there's an awful lot of dreams out there that can be had.
Well, and you can put it all in there. You know, another thing we're going to talk about is, and this is one of my favorite things, is, again, when I was putting together companies, I was looking to put together either a board of directors or an advisory board, right? It depends on what I wanted their role to be.
Yeah.
Of course, it'd be a management team, but that's separate. You know, right now, because we're not talking about you hiring an employee, you know, we're talking about the advisory role. And the advisory role for your own business plan, your personal plan, could be almost anything or anybody you want it to be, but you always look for people that can add value. Again, if your mindset is set to pretend this is a business plan you're putting together, you always look for someone who can add value to your goal, to your plan. And I think that has to include when it comes into your personal side. So even though, you know, I might say, you know, I don't want to pick anybody out specifically, but let's just say I had a great friend I enjoy hanging out with and racing cars and stuff with. Well, that may not help in my plan, in my two-year plan in front of me. You know, he's a great person and all that, but he's not an asset for that. So that's when you have to start looking at people like, I'd say, you know, Bob Granger. What are you? Well, you're a successful business person. You know, Charlie Meltzer, all of our co-hosts, Tom and Annie Diadon. You get people that could add value, Rob Utter, back value back to my business plan, and you ask them to be involved. You ask them to sit on your personal advisory board. You know, I think it's all a mental mindset thing, but it really works. And it just formalizes it when you put it down in writing and you provide other people with their copy of your business plan.
It's always so wise to get people that you respect input, because you know they're thinking what anything they give you, they're going to be thinking what's in the best interest of you. Now, you may not agree with it at the time, you know, but that's the way that they're thinking. And so if you do that with a few people that are close to you, it can be instrumental in turning yourself and really having you climb up that success ladder, both personal and business-wise.
Well, you know, Bob, as a good example, you know, people always assume you're going to want to go ahead and bring people in your advisory board or whatever you want to call it. Again, it's your business plan, but they would assume you're going to get people you get along with. Well, you know what? I will tell you, and again, some of the companies I put together, some of the people that came on my board and my advisory board were people I couldn't stand personally. They were people that pushed all my buttons the wrong way. But they always challenged me, right? They always pushed me to think and always be completely on my toes, because I knew if I didn't, they were just waiting to knock me off the cliff. You know, and people say, why would you do that? And I said, are you kidding? I mean, the bottom line is, I win in that, because I end up being stronger with what I'm doing. I end up having a safety net, because one of the things you run into sometimes is people with a little bit of an outgoing personality. If you surround yourself with weak people, well, they'll agree to anything you say. And even, you know, some of the things you come up with maybe really stupid, you know, but you got to have someone who's smarter than you are, someone who's willing to push you as well. And I think by putting that down, again, put together your team. A typical advisory board I put together has 5 people in it. You know, it's always an odd number. And I let them do the voting. I stay out of the vote on things that I allow the advisory board to vote on. You know, if it's something else, it has to go to a board of directors in a normal company. You can modify that with your personal business plan. But all we want you to do from this show tonight is start letting this stuff percolate in your mind, because then the next show, we're going to go through, we're going to fill it out form by form by form. But I realize we got so excited about all this. I know you want to do a small segment in your Lone Grangers. Let's go ahead and do that, and then we're going to come back in. And I got some other things I want to just wrap up on this first segment of the business plan. So, Bob, are you ready if I play your little intro?
Yes, I am.
Well, here we go.
Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver.
So all of us, let's welcome our very own Lone Granger.
Okay, Dave, here we go again. Now, you know, we went through the ABCs and that climb up the success ladder. But what I wanted to do for a trilogy of shows here about the business plan and personal development plans, I wanted to talk about quotes. I love quotes. There's thousands of quotes out there, you know, that always just so positively affect me. So I wanted to take a few quotes that are applicable to what we're talking about. So the first one I thought about was my one of my heroes, Jim Rohn. All right, and here's one of his quotes. If you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's plan. And guess what they have planned for you? Not much. So Jim Rohn says, if you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's plan. And guess what they have planned for you? Not much. I just love that. And so you're in charge of your life. Take control of it. Now here's another one. This is a tough one. And I don't want anybody to take offense, but you know how it is with Black Sheep Radio. This particular quote hit me between the eyes, because I recall when I was younger and I was climbing up the success ladder, I always had my goals, and I had them with me at all times. I would read them in the morning and read them at night, and it was so instrumental. So here's the tough one, and it's by J.C. Penney. Okay, and he said, give me a stock clerk with a goal, and I'll give you a man who will make history. Give me a man with no goals, and I'll give you a stock clerk. Let me give you this again by J.C. Penney. Give me a stock clerk with a goal, and I'll give you a man who will make history. Give me a man with no goals, and I'll give you a stock clerk. I know that's a little bit tough, but boy, it hit me between the eyes. I need to get back to where I used to be with that and more consistent. And one last one today, and this one I really like. It's by Pablo Picasso. You know, our goals can only be reached through a vehicle of a plan in which we must be fervently believe, we must fervently believe, and upon which we must vigorously act. There is no other route to success. Let me explain that again. Pablo Picasso, our goals can only be reached through a vehicle of a plan in which we must fervently believe and upon which we must vigorously act. There is no other route to success. Man, if that doesn't tell it like it is. And so, Dave, that's the Lone Granger for tonight. Just a few quotes that are very, very applicable to what we're talking about today with that personal and that business plan. What do you think?
I love the quotes. I love the quotes because they just hit home. You know, again, most people understand this. They know this. No matter what they may say out loud, if they really think of things that affected them in their lifetime, they know really what they have to do. All we want to be able to do, Bob, is give them a little bit of a roadmap. Give them a nudge. Give them a start. Know that this is the type of stuff they should do and they should have been doing, because I can guarantee right now, and I always tell everybody, I said, you don't have to say it out loud, but do you have any idea what it takes for you to get to $2,000 a month in this business? You know, do you really know? And someone say, well, yeah, you got it. I said, no, that's not what I'm saying. How long would it take, and how do you get there, and how does it break down? And again, we talk about the power of one. And the power of one, I think, should be part of your business plan. I think if you look at, you know, a six-month, a one-year, up to a two-year plan, in that should be things like, the month of so-and-so, I'm going to add a person. The month of so-and-so. Now, one thing that's really fun is there's a lot of business plan software out there, a lot of it free. And you could go and create a nice little graph that shows this is what I put in my business plan, and this is what I actually accomplished and did. And when you reprint your plan out at the end of 6 months to review it with your advisory board, would it be nice to say, well, I projected I was going to personally sponsor six people, but I actually did eight people, and they were supposed to brought in, you know, six, and they brought in 10, and you've got the difference in the graph right in front of you. And I tell you something, mentally, won't you feel like you're running a big business, that things are really coming together if you can visually see it happening, Bob?
That's so true. That's so true. And that's where you need to be able to prioritize your time and be able to make sure you're using that time wisely. And part of that time is doing exactly what you're talking about, tracking it and seeing if you're on your own plan.
Well, you know, I'm going to take it a little step further. And this is what I was talking about earlier. I said, you know, if you have your business plan, and let's say that you have a reluctant spouse, a reluctant, you know, significant other, a reluctant family member. Maybe it's your kids. You know, maybe they're reluctant to what you're doing. Maybe instead, if you included them and they saw your business plan and you said, look, this is month one, you know, which could be November. This is month one. This is what I'm going to do. And this is the amount of hours it's going to take. And it's right down here in the plan. And then with my family, why don't we review this so that you're involved with our business plan, our personal family business plan. And that makes them involved in it, but it also shows them that you're following your plan, that you're not just running all over. It's like 1 week you're doing 50 hours traveling all over the place. They never seeing you. And you say, well, you know, I can see your kids saying, but you said you were only going to do this part-time until it started to grow. And now all of a sudden, because someone's telling you need to do 40 hours a day, which is impossible, that's what you're out doing. So, you know, your plan is wrong. And where's your advisory board? Aren't they telling you that you're wrong? Or Dad, we're upset. Or Mom, come on. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I like to include everybody in these things.
Boy, that's such a great idea. And that can be on your, obviously on your personal side of everything, but that can be just as applicable with your traditional business as well as a network marketing business.
Sure.
I mean, every part of your life, that communication factor is big, you know. And I just think that's a tremendous idea for everyone to think about and to see if they're doing that. If they're not communicating with their family enough, boy, maybe they should.
Well, Bob, how about if you had in your plan, you know, let's just take a six-month period of time. So you have it set up that you're going to go out and prospect and sponsor six people. And you can spend 2 hours a week, right? So that's your plan. Now, if you accomplish that based on what you set up to do, 2 hours a week, six people over 6 months, well, then you did everything you told yourself you would do. Right? Now, instead, if your plan was set up to work 2 hours a week to get six people, instead you're traveling all over, you're putting in 14 hours a week, and you're still getting that amount, well, your plan was wrong. Or the way that you're doing things to get there is wrong. You know, so that's why, again, if you don't know what you want to do, it's too loose for people. I mean, you know, it's just what you mean. It's sort of like with me when my kids ask, well, Dad, when are you coming back down? Or when are you going here? Or like you ask, when am I coming up there? And I said, I don't really know. It drives you crazy, doesn't it? Because you honestly don't know.
Yeah, it does. And that's the thing, too, is when someone is establishing a plan and they're not really quite sure, they need to be talking to someone that they respect,
absolutely,
you know,
right,
and that they trust. And so that person can help, as in mentoring, can help put them in the proper direction and explain to them why. You know, not just say do this, but explain to them why. And then that the time they've allocated will be put to best use. Because I see so many people, unfortunately, waste a lot of time, whether it's overtrained or whatever the circumstances are, when they could be restructure their time and make it much more valuable for them, you know, for their immediate and their future.
Well, you know, because what I've always done, whether it be allocation of time or money, and again, this is more the traditional business, is that we would set up a, you know, sort of a sliding scale. And what we would do is the amount of time and money we could spend was pretty fixed. It would get fixed until we hit a sales goal or you know, investment goal, whatever it may be. But it was a goal that we had in mind in place. And once we'd hit that, I mean, if we hit that and we scheduled for 6 months and we did it in 2 months, we could accelerate the plan. You know, but the plan was still the same thing. The time frame changes. And that's what could happen. Again, we tell everybody that if you're going to start up and commit to 2 or 3 hours a week, listen, that's great. And maybe what's going to happen is when you have, you know, the money coming in, when you have success coming in, it's going to demand more of your time. But that makes sense. Of course you should spend more time. You know, if you have more success, you can allocate more time towards it. But if you have the same level of success for a year and nothing changes, you know, you have to analyze, first off, why isn't it? If you can seriously build a business like ours, and I believe you can, in 2 to 3 hours a week of dedicated, focused work, and if it's not happening, then you have to realize how your business is rolling out and your advisors. Ask them for help, right, Bob?
Oh, you have to communicate. When you have a part-time business, you know, that's not interfering with what your regular, you know, core income is, you need to communicate often to make sure that you're maximizing that part-time effort. especially if it's not where you'd like it to be. Communication is the key on this thing.
No, without a doubt, without a doubt. I think you're going to see more and more of that, not only from what we do here on the show, but part of why we did the morning shows is because the morning shows, and if you haven't listened to them, you want to bring up the archives, go to twoblacksheepradio.com, and you can see the last four shows, and we're putting all the shows up. They'll all be up on iTunes and podcast and whatnot. But listen to the differences. Now, here's the thing I always say, too. You can listen to those on your way in to work. If you have a normal job, you know, go take care of your job because that's what you're paid for. You know, but you can listen to them in your commute. And that's how I used to listen to personal development stuff as well. So I think you'll find the same thing that comes from all the morning shows. And then, you know, again, tomorrow morning, make sure you join Tom and Andy Didone with the Morning Blend. It's going to be a great show. Very successful entrepreneurial couple that you'll just learn to love because they just pull you into their conversations. And I think it's something that is valuable to all of our, you know, Black Sheep family. I've got a quick little close because, you know, Bob, like always, you know, we start off thinking, oh, I wonder if we can fill out the time, and man, we could do it. Can't we fill out the time, don't we, Bob?
Well, we love to shoot the bull, Dave.
I don't think there's any doubt. Maybe we should have called it two bull. No, never mind. I don't want to go there. We're okay with the Black Sheep thing, you know. So, well, great. Well, listen, you know, and Bob, when's your morning show is going to be Monday. So, you know,
yep.
I know you're going to be working on that show, and I know you had a lot of fun. Your last Monday show was incredible. It was great. Charlie's was wonderful on Tuesday. I had fun on mine. So it's good all the way around for everybody. But tonight we're bringing to another close, another episode, our 56th episode of Two Black Sheep Radio. And you've listened to the close because I've got some great information on there. And again, this is sort of a online, on-air workshop. We're doing the business plan tonight. It was just to give you an idea, to summarize where we're heading with things, to get your mind working, because next week we're going to put it all down on paper and help you develop that plan. So, Bob, you want to say goodnight to everybody?
Yeah, I tell you, I love our audience. Thank you so much, everyone. And every day I start my day, you know, like I pray at night and I pray during the day. And every day I start it, and because I always say today is the first day of the rest of my life, and I want to make a difference. And what I'm recommending to everybody out there, if you don't have that personal plan, a business plan, your own personal life plan started on paper, please do it. It will change your life.
Without a doubt. Okay, everybody, we'll see you again next week. Well, tonight we want to throw out an extra special thank you to all of our listeners. You know, with the morning shows we've added, things have really started to heat up. And tomorrow morning, we continue that trend with the Morning Blend with Tom and Andy Didone. And they give you a chance to sleep in an extra hour. Or if you're at work, now you get your coffee out of the way, because they start up at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern Sheep Time. Make sure you join them. It's going to be a great, great show. And if you haven't been to twoblacksheepradio.com lately, I think you should go. There's been a lot of changes. You also can see and listen to every single past episode. But more importantly, I want you to go there and join Club Black Sheep. Now, don't panic. It's free to join. But what we want to be able to do, as you listen to tonight, we talked about building your own personal business plan. And we're creating some worksheets and some forms that go along with that that will be available to all of our Club Black Sheep members. So if you go ahead and register, we know who you are. We can send it out to you, and you'll have it in time for next Thursday night show as we continue this trend of providing you great information that actually makes a big difference. So listen, everybody, I'm going to leave you with this. You know, being a black sheep, it's not a bad thing. It just makes us all a little bit more unique. We'll see you all later. Bye-bye.